Okay. Well, I'm glad you could come up. I have a few notes here so I don't forget. I'm a very good forgetter. Okay. How many of you up in the front row here are in school? No, I want to see your hand, so put it up high. I just want to know how. Almost all of you. Oh, very good. Very good. So what do you do in school? You learn. So I want you all to say who are in school. You say the words, I learn. Yeah, we'll just say it that way. I learn in school. You ready? I learn in school. Okay. Just remember that, because that's pretty important. Life, just living your life. You don't stop learning once you leave school, actually. You probably will learn more things after you leave school than while you're in school. We learn from many different experiences. We learn from people that we meet. We learn more about God as we get older. And we desire, hopefully, to worship God as we learn more about Him. We do all this in similarly to the as we do at school, which means we spend time. It's how we spend our time. We spend our time learning. I like to read some verses. So you're going to have to do a little bit of listening here. Some verses here in Ephesians chapter 4. It's a little longer than I wanted to read, but I think it's important. You ready? 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 Can you hear me? Are you ready? Okay. It's Paul wrote here in Ephesians chapter 4. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Okay? So Paul's telling the people of Ephesus to don't behave like other Gentiles, other people. Don't behave like they do. Don't think like the way they think. So let's continue on and see how he wants them to do. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness and greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ. Okay, so he's telling the Ephesians that that's not the way they learned Christ. If so, that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Okay, you see here where we're going with this? The truth is in Jesus. Verse 22, but ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying. See, these are some of the things that we need to learn. Putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And ye be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Some very nice verses there for us to learn. For Christ has forgiven us much. Okay. Now, almost all of you are in school, but you all don't learn at the same rate. Some learn a little quicker, some learn a little slower, and that's okay. And that doesn't really matter. The point is that we all spend time doing our school and learning what we're supposed to. But there's one thing that I hope that you're better at. I hope you're better at learning than my dog. My dog is not that good at learning. Now, my dog will sit when I tell him to sit, and he will come when I tell him to come. Generally, he'll lay down when I tell him to lay down, and he'll do those kinds of things. But he's not that good of a learner. So I have higher hopes for each of you to do better than my dog. Now, my dog likes to bark at the cats. We have two cats that like to walk around outside. And every time the cats go by that I'm aware of anyway, the dog starts barking at, and I don't want the dog barking at the cats because, you know what? I really don't like the dog barking, but she's not a very good learner, so he barks anyway. So he generally barks at the cats, and I tell him to stop barking at the cats, and he usually does. Okay, so most of the time, but not all the time. And I definitely don't want him chasing the cats. But he didn't do a very good job at that this morning. I got up a little later than normal. And generally, when I go out in the morning, the cats aren't on the porch like they were this morning. Both cats, of course. There's a couple of people back there that missed. Just quiet. Just don't listen to this part. The cats were on the back porch. And so I just let the dog loose without the leash. And then the dog saw those cats. And what did it do? It chased the cats. And so off the cats go, and off the dog goes. And here I've got the food and water for the dog. And I just took a deep breath, because if we played this game before, the dog's going to chase the cats. And whether I yell at the dog or not, it's not going to matter. So the dog runs after the cats. And then the cats run up the tree. And the dog kind of dances around the bottom of the tree. And then I take the food in the bowl, and I dump it in the bowl. And then I dump it in the other bowl. So the dog knows that it's supposed to get its... dog's getting its food. And so the dog's getting its food. And so eventually the dog comes, and I give the dog its food and water, because I know the dog doesn't learn that much. And the next time, if I let the dog out and the cat's around, guess what it's going to do? It's going to chase cats. And I don't like that. So I hope you learn. You are more willing to learn than what my dog is willing to learn. Now, my dog isn't bad at learning. Like I said, he could sit and he can come and he can do all those kinds of things. And actually, I took the dog to the vet a week ago to get a shot. It was time to get a rabies shot. And so I took the dog to the vet, and I actually did this at Paris Farmers Union. They were all, I'm not sure if you ever saw those people in a line before waiting, those people. They get medicine from the vet that shows up at their parking lot every once in a while. And there were all kinds of dogs around. And my dog just sat there right beside me the whole time and didn't get up. He didn't go running around. He didn't really yank or pull. But he was shaking because he wanted to do something other than what I was telling you. He was obeying. He knew what to do, but he was finding it very, very hard. You know, and I see that as a lesson of, you know, sometimes it takes some pretty good self-control to do what we know is right. And that time, the dog did it. The dog did a good job. He knew he was supposed to stay with me. So that's what I told him to do. And he did a good job. But there are the times where self-control doesn't work so well. And I myself have to remember some verses in Numbers chapter 32 that says, be sure that your sins will find you out. So there are times where I'm wondering, do all of you do your school when you're supposed to, when nobody's looking, or do you goof off? I wonder. I'm not asking you to answer the question. I just kind of wonder, is that Does that ever happen? Do you have to have somebody watching you to behave? No, not all the time anyway. I'm sure you'll do better than my dog. My dog will behave as long as I'm standing there. But if I wasn't standing there, if I told him to stay and sit and I walked off to the car, you can pretty much guarantee he'd be off road playing with those other dogs. And that's not what I wanted. So I kept my dog right with me, and he did very, very well under those situations. But there's other things that we need to do, we need to learn from, than just direct obedience. Sometimes we need to learn from other people by observation. And I had to think of some verses in Proverbs chapter 6. Let me turn there and read a couple of verses in Proverbs chapter 6 here. I never looked to see exactly if it says who wrote these particular Proverbs or not. Okay, Proverbs chapter 6, there are some verses here that say, go to the ant, thou sluggard. So this is a sluggard is somebody who's lazy. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, and consider her ways, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. So the writer of Proverbs here say, watch the ants take care of themselves. And sometimes that's what we have to do. We see how people behave and do well, and then we need to consider that. And I think that's a very important point, because there are more animals in my backyard than cats. There are other black and white things in my backyard. And guess what? One came to visit a number of weeks ago. It was not good. We have a garage that's set aside from the house, and I was doing something over there. I don't remember what, and I had to go to the basement. So I go outside into the house, down to the basement. I'm down there for like a minute, maybe two at the most. So I just had to grab something and come back. And I came upstairs, and it really stunk. It stunk like a skunk. Did you have a skunk? Did you ever smell a skunk? It stinks. And I'm in the house. It's like, where did that come from? It's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Might have been 1:30, somewhere around 1 or 2. It's like, do you ever see skunks out in the middle of the afternoon while you're out in the backyard? I'd never have. But certainly one was around then. And it stunk. So I go outside, and wow, it really smells outside. Like I said, I was only in the basement for a minute, and I didn't smell anything. It's like, oh boy. So that smells really bad. And I went into the backyard where the dog is, and it smelled even worse there. I said, this is not good. And I couldn't tell if the dog had anything to do with it or not. The dog is, now this is a very good indication of what happened. The dog's kind of rubbing his nose in the ground. And so I go inside, and I think I asked my wife before. I was like, has it smelled before this? Did I miss something? She said, no, it just showed up. Not exact words, but that was the idea. And I took a deep breath, and we're going to have to wait for the smell to kind of dissipate a little bit to see where in the world it came from, because our neighbor's dogs like to play with skunks, and my neighbors don't like that either. So I didn't know if it was coming from across the road, if it was coming from our house. But after a few hours, it was very apparent that my dog does not listen to me. If I don't want the dog chasing the cats, do you think I want the dog chasing a skunk? The dog doesn't learn very good. So sometimes we have to pay attention to life in general to realize that not everything we can do is good for us. Sometimes we come out stinking like a skunk. So I washed the dog. We have this special wash. Nature's Miracle is what it's called. And I washed the dog, and I spent quite a bit of time, probably over an hour, trying to get this dog, because the dog spends its time outside during the day, but we have the dog sleep inside the house at night. So we wanted to forgive the dog from his foolish behavior and have him sleep in the house. And so I tried to clean him up, and no matter how hard I tried, it didn't work. And do you think the dog wanted to sleep in the house? Just shake your head yes or shake your head no. Did you think the dog wanted to sleep in the house? No, yes. Timmy, what do you think? You're not sure? No. I think there were more yeses. The dog likes to sleep in the house. The dog probably would like to think it's people, but we know the dog's not people, but we still let the dog sleep in the house. But he couldn't because he stunk. He stunk like a skunk. And I tried really hard to get that dog to smell better. And the dog didn't like it. You know, I didn't take the hose out and hose it down. I did warm bucket of water and all the nice stuff to try, because the dog was kind of dancing around all over the place trying to get away from me. But I cleaned him up really, really good, but he could not get the smell away from it. So guess what? He had to sleep in the garage. We have a dog kennel, put him in the dog kennel, and he slept in the garage. He had to sleep in the garage for, I don't remember now, 2 or 3 weeks. It was quite a while. There are consequences for not learning. And you will do very well while you're this tall to learn that if I misbehave myself, I might stink like skunk. And if I stink like a skunk, then sometimes that means that I can't be around everybody who I want to be around. And I want each of you to learn better than my dog. I have high hopes for you. Thank you for your time here this morning. We can go back to our seats.